Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, because I'm a panicker in this way, are worrying about monkeypox. Suddenly yesterday, wherever we looked, there was news about it. Is it because we've got nothing else to talk about? Is it because we want to fill the COVID vacuum? Or is there something that really should be worrying us? Professor Barry Shubb, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
And good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. And mazel tov to you.
Thank you very much. The monkeypox, how serious a problem can this be?
Yeah, I, you know, as it stands at the moment, I don't think it's a major global public health threat. You know, we were worried about monkeypox, gosh, about 40 years ago when we eradicated smallpox. Because monkeypox, the actual virus, is very closely related to the smallpox virus. Remember, smallpox was totally eradicated from the planet in 1980. And the worry then was that monkeypox might morph into a smallpox-like virus, because they are related to each other. But that hasn't happened. It's probably a fairly stable virus, and it doesn't seem to be changing. So this outbreak, I think, you know, it's not new. I mean, it has been endemic in Africa and Central Africa and West Africa for what has been recognized for at least 50 years in that environment. And then occasionally you had kind of sporadic cases in the United States, some in Europe. But now I think it's spread quite extensively. I think the latest I've got is 143 cases. That's quite a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
How contagious is it?
Yeah, sir. You're after you.
How contagious is it?
It's not that contagious. You need fairly close contact. It is also spread by the respiratory route, same like COVID, but probably not nearly as infectious as COVID. In other words, you need quite close contact with somebody that is infected.
Right.
And also spread by contact with bodily fluids, and particularly the actual pustules. One of the characteristics of it are these pox-like pustules on the skin, and that is infectious.
What are the actual symptoms? Is that obviously the main one? What else can somebody expect?
Yeah, well, initially there's a kind of just like the ordinary flu-like illness which you get with any viral infection. And that'll last for a couple of days, probably 2 or 3 days. And then the second phase is when the rash comes out. And the rash is very characteristic. It actually looks almost identical to smallpox. You get these rather grotesque pustules, very concentrated on the face, unfortunately.
Right.
Also on the trunk, less so on the limbs. And these pustules then become scabs, similar to chickenpox in a way, but a little bit different because these pustules are more prominent, and also they often lead to scarring, like smallpox did.
Mm. Is there a cure for this?
There are some antivirals which have been used. You know, the problem, of course, when smallpox disappeared, there wasn't much impetus to actually develop specific antiviral drugs. So there are some. They're not widely available, not widely used. They tend to be a little bit toxic. But, of course, it is prevented by the smallpox vaccine. And this is one of the problems, of course. Now that we stopped vaccinating with smallpox, people, of course, are totally susceptible, both to smallpox, which has disappeared, but also to monkeypox.
So when did we stop vaccinating people against smallpox?
Well, globally, of course, in 1977, when the last case appeared. In South Africa, probably about 1974, I think, was the last year.
Right.
About 74.
So in other words, people born before, people who have been vaccinated for smallpox are much better protected.
Yeah, Howard, I think that the immunity's probably disappeared by now, or was pretty weak. You know, it's quite a long time. You're talking about, nearly 50 years ago.
But you're not helping my anxiety.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear that.
You're not helping my anxiety. I was holding on to that. You know, 1968, so therefore I would have been vaccinated, so I can, you know, I'm covered. But now you're telling me that, in fact, probably by now it's worn off a long time ago.
Yeah, I think you just got to be just steer clear of somebody that is infected. It seemed to mainly be concentrated amongst young males, and particularly gay males and bisexual males.
That is interesting. And in fact, there's a case now in Israel. There's a number of cases in the United States. Is that unusual that it's starting to be found in parts of the world other than Africa?
Well, not really. You know, if it is a sexually transmitted infection, then it will follow that route.
Ah, of course.
You know, the initial infection might have originated from Africa, and the previous ones, the sporadic ones, also originate from contact with Africans from that part of the world. And then, of course, it's spread from individual to individual. Look, it's not only there's actually a child who's severely ill in the United Kingdom at the moment. So it's close contact, essentially, which spreads it.
And what is the mortality rate?
Well, in Africa, where the medical facilities are not great, and that's where it's where one has actually calculated the mortality, it's about 1%. But I think that's partly because of poor medical conditions and so on. Mm. Outside Africa, there has not been mortality recorded as yet.
So the issue is more the illness as well as the scarring, which is obviously very concerning.
Yeah, it can be pretty disfiguring. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of the old smallpox.
Hard to look at.
Some of the most prominent people like Stalin and Washington had disfigured faces as a result of smallpox. And this is very similar. You get a permanent scarring.
Yeah, so that is and how long would it take them to ramp up the old smallpox vaccine?
Well, it is stockpiled, you know, because one was always worried, you know, because the actual smallpox virus has been stored under very severe biocontainment in Russia and in the United States. But the World Health Organization did stockpile many, many millions of doses in various depots throughout the world. So that vaccine is available, and it's a very easy vaccine to make. So it is available, but I don't think that there's any core, because it wasn't a great vaccine. It had quite a lot of side effects, and some of them quite severe. So we don't want to use it unless we really have to.
Right, and it's certainly something that we'll be keeping an eye on. Is there any action that governments or anybody need to take at this stage?
I don't really think so. I think the point is to actually identify the case, then quarantine them. I think there's one country, I think Belgium has instituted, I don't know, Belgium, because they don't have many cases, as far as I know, got three cases. They've instituted a mandatory quarantine for 3 weeks. In other words, anybody that is diagnosed, they need to be mandated to quarantine for 3 weeks. I don't think that's the only thing to detect the cases. And obviously, clinically, it's quite easy to detect once they got the rash.
Absolutely.
The problem is that in the earlier stages, they might not. But fortunately, it's not like COVID. They only start spreading once they are ill. Remember, COVID, you can get asymptomatic spread and pre-symptomatic spread.
Right.
So that's one advantage.
It really is. Professor Barry Shoup, thank you, as always, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines, talking to us about monkeypox.